Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Officials are searching for a 14-year-old girl in Paramount after she left home 5 days ago. Pete Demetrio reports.
The last time her parents saw Jacqueline Espinoza was Saturday night when she went to bed after dinner. Her mother checked on her 2 hours later and found her gone. Sheriff's Detective Antoinette Bowen says the neighborhood and city of Paramount have been thoroughly searched since the weekend.
We've looked through the neighborhood, the surrounding areas, restaurants, parks. Neighbors are in full force out helping to look for her. City council's getting the word out. Her church is very involved. Nobody really seems to know right now.
The young girl has very few close friends her own age.
Since COVID, she was homeschooled for the past 2 years, so her social networking situation, as far as kids her age being able to say this is going on, she doesn't really have anybody out there to provide additional information regarding where she may have gone.
Jacqueline is 5'3", weighs 80 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. She wears braces and was last seen in a Ring camera image wearing a white shirt, black and white spotted pajama pants, and black and white tennis shoes. Anyone spotting her should call the L.A. Sheriff's Lakewood Station. In Lakewood, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The man accused of carrying out last year's mass shooting at a church in Laguna Woods has been indicted on lots of federal hate crime charges.
So there are 45 counts of obstructing people's First Amendment right to free exercise of their religious beliefs, doing so by force, you know, and that resulted in the death of one person and included attempts to kill 44 others and involved the use of a firearm and attempted use of explosives and fire. And then there are 45 counts of violating a federal hate crime statute called the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act by attacking the church congregants because of their actual or perceived Taiwanese national origin and Presbyterian faith.
This is Kieran McAvoy of the U.S. Attorney's Office giving KNX the details. 69-year-old David Chow, facing nearly 100 federal charges in all, is currently awaiting trial on state murder charges over that attack on the Taiwanese Presbyterian Church.
Remember that mid-city homeless encampment that sparked outrage because people were seen naked? Well, LA's mayor says 21 people accepted offers of housing yesterday. But today, the people who remained got a wake-up visit from the LAPD. Many thought they were being forced to leave. And our Craig Figner tried to get to the bottom of it in this exclusive interview with City Councilman Katie Yaroslavsky.
People were told yesterday that the no caving in meetings was going to start being enforced.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, council member, I've talked with a few of them who are telling me they have no intention of leaving today. So the next question is, will people be removed from this encampment by force today?
Well, people aren't going to be allowed to continue to camp on the median because it's not safe. We're offering people motel room services. If they don't take it, they're going to have to find a different place to set up their tent.
Well, I come back to the question, will people be removed by force today?
That is not our intention. I haven't had a chance to talk to the police department yet. I think we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yesterday, there was a 4118 item on the agenda. Councilmember Blumenfeld wanted the authority to enforce 4118 to remove people by force if necessary from a couple of what he described as dangerous encampments. You voted against it. How do you justify that vote against what you're talking about here today?
If we have some best practices and we're making sure that we're offering credible offers of housing before we enforce 4118, then I'm all for it. Inside safe operations are a little different from 4118 enforcement, and I think that often those two are conflated and confused for each other.
Pardon me, I believe they became confused today because the LAPD was here, nearly a dozen officers.
Providing public safety and regulating where people are. And, yeah. And so that's what we did.
The mayor's office says 8 additional people accepted housing today. There are still several tents on the median on San Vicente.
Hollywood writers on strike. Now the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
If a WGA picket line happens outside a hotel because there's filming going on inside, unionized hospitality workers say they will not cross it, Margaret Crerar reports.
Unite Here Local 11, which represents over 30,000 hospitality workers, including bellmen, front desk agents, servers, and cooks, is backing the writer's strike. Kurt Peterson, a co-president of the union, had this to say about what message they hope their solidarity with the writers sends to the studios.
What it sends to the studios is that, you know, the labor movement is united around this, that we're not going to allow, them to find, to film in our hotels that we represent, and that, frankly, the whole city is with the writers. I was out at the picket line yesterday at Warner Brothers. There was tremendous support from cars going by, incredible picket lines, lots of energy. So I think what we want to tell the studios is settle this thing now.
He says it's the right thing for the studios, the writers, and the city. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.